The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District N newsletter for the month of May of 2025. And we'll start out with just the front page that has a basic message from the Lyons International. Make your mark. As a leader, make it a priority to appreciate your team, and most importantly, thank them for their excellent service. We serve leadership first. And there's a table of contents, but I'm going to skip that since I'm going to go through the whole thing anyway. So here is some a message from your district governor, Anna M. Elliott. Hola, Lyons. On January 2022, I was officially elected second vice DG during our midwinter convention for 31 NNS. My journey began shortly after. I really wasn't aware of what it was to come. Fast forwarding to July 2024, when my district governor year began, I have to say that I have been blessed to represent the most wonderful district. It says excuse council, but I must brag about it. We have stood up and showed up when our sibling districts have been in need and will continue until it's back to normal. District 31 and Cabinet, GAT, have performed this year with a high level of commitment and dedication, showing the dedication to Lyonism that is exceptional. Once again, I will briefly report, as I don't want rain the parade of any MD chair present to report. Our membership has been great, considering numbers not only for our state, but for our nation. Mission 1.5 has always been a topic of discussing everything we have done. BV is guided by our IPDG, and after his big success, I have no doubt that we will meet our goal easily. We started working on a new club in Little Washington and had serious conversations and approaches for two Leo clubs to include a possible Omega club. The commitment of our GLT PDG, D'Angelo Jackson, has shown off as we have been offering monthly training and additional in-person training as requested. DGE Gene Getz have been working hard on the cause for his year, and he knows he counts with my support, but always the district will stand behind him. Same will be the future DGs in the years to come. We have supported diabetes as it has never been throughout our district. As a district, we donated $1,500 to Strides in Kinston and another $1,500 to Cape Fear Sweet Kids. Get your bottles ready because diabetes is coming back and stronger than ever. For those that have continued their commitment to the campaign, thank you. Your contribution is making a difference already. Our district will be sponsoring a youth basketball camp on Tuesday, July 12th of 2025. This is going to be awesome, as we will provide vision and colorblindness screenings, buddy backpacks, and more. Let me know if you'd like to join us. I have experienced a significant number of individuals stepping up to different positions and have shown interest in the district governor path. For that reason, I have scheduled a roundtable with all seven of them and plan on leaving my district set up with strong prospects and deadline of availability. I will guide and mentor all of them as requested. Finally, I wish a happy Mother's Day to all of our Lyons moms. That from Anna M. Elliott, Ph.D., District Governor 31N, cell number 254-415-2751. We listen, we process, we serve. And just a reminder, I am reading these exactly as written. So I apologize if I stumble over some of the grammatical inconsistencies. This from your district governor-elect. March has given me a breather from LCI district governor training. Although interesting, the training and travel can be exhausting. In March, I had the opportunity to visit Lyons clubs, my favorite activity. My visits included Raleigh Host, Lumberton, Mount Olive, Wilmington, and Goldsboro host. I attended the Grifton Lions Club First Responders Celebration, the Kinston Strides Walk to Support Diabetes, and the New Bern 80th Anniversary Celebration. During all these visits, I had the opportunity to meet and talk with some truly dedicated Lions. My thanks to all of them for their service to LCI and their communities. April has been busy. On top of all the Lion tasks, I completed 5 weeks of radiation therapy on April 10th. No worries, all went well. The state convention was fantastic. The motivational speech by PIP Brian Sheehan really got the adrenaline moving. We should all remember his words. Lions are amazing. That's a fact, Jack. I had the opportunity to talk to some potential Lions who are trying to form a new club in Washington, North Carolina. They are ready and willing to look for more members in Washington. Wish them luck. I'll get back to you on their progress. I visited the Shallet Club and the Greenville Host Club, two small but very active clubs. I had an opportunity to tour the facilities at James and Connie Maynard Children's Hospital. A fantastic tour. I'll tell you about it when I visit your club. The 2025-2026 Cabinet and Chairs met for a pre-planning meeting at LIB. I'm blessed to have some really fantastic Lions to consult with and help me during my district governor year. The month came to a successful end with a kids' site screening by the Lake Waccamaw Lions at Boys and Girls Home. Club officer elections should be completed. Now it's time to get your new officers entered into the portal. This from your district governor-elect. Why is this important? Elections keep your club evolving. It gives newer members an opportunity to serve in leadership positions and fosters new ideas for your club. Soon after your election, please have your secretary enter the new officers in the portal. Don't wait. If you have an issue entering data in the portal, please ask. There are plenty of Lions that will be more than happy to help. Lastly, the district governor uses the information entered in LCI to compile the district directory so we all can keep in contact with each other. In order to have an accurate directory, we need accurate names, positions, phone numbers, and email addresses. This all needs to be compiled and sent to the printer well in advance of first cabinet meeting. My goal is to have directories in your hands at the Brighter Visions kickoff August. If you have any questions, need help, or would like me to come to your meeting, please do not hesitate to contact me. That's all from Lion Gene Getz, cell number 414-640-5953, email ggoetz00@gmail.com. This from Lion Vince Schimmler. Global Membership Team. Fellow Lions, congratulations, you have just added several new members to your club. Now is the time for the next important step in having the new Lion to become a strong Lion member, and that is the orientation session. As a new member, they probably do not know what to expect, they feel uncomfortable, and not sure how to get involved with the club activities. A great time for you as membership chair or president to visit with them about the activities that the club is routinely doing. But most importantly is to learn more about them and their interest in serving others to truly advance the idea of who we are as Lions, loving individuals offering needed service. I suggest that you set aside 1 hour time slot with just the new members and possibly their sponsors to learn about their personal lives and why they decided to join the Lions. After hearing this, see if there are any existing service projects that the club offers that would meet their interests. Offer them the opportunity to suggest other ideas of service that your club may wish to adopt. As an example, in my club, one of our new members is in the medial field, and suggested that we may wish to offer a CPR course for the residents of our community. So now we are making plans to host several classes for our community. Remember, The only way to get new members is to ask. Any questions, or if you wish to discuss further, give me a call or send an email. Below are the membership numbers for this Lion year. District N membership totals. On July 1st of 2024, there were 956. As of May 8th of 2024, there are 959 for a net gain of 3 members. That's all from Lion Vince Schimmoller, District Membership Chair. Email vschimmoller@gmail.com. Phone 919-935-9937. Here's a list of important dates. We listen, we process, we serve. Awards and installation banquet. That will be Saturday, July 26th of 2025 at the Country Square Restaurant, 748 Business and NC 50, Warsaw, North Carolina. The first cabinet meeting will follow the Brighter Visions kickoff on August 16th of 2025 at LIB in Kinston, North Carolina. And here's the list of officer leader trainings. On Tuesday, May 14th at 2025, it says here 3035, but I don't know that we want to wait 1,000 years, so May 4th, my apologies. Anyway, 7 p.m., treasurer training online, and there's a Zoom link listed below. Same for all of these. Tuesday, May 15th of 2025. That doesn't make sense. They said Tuesday, May 14th and 15th, so not sure what's going on here, but president training on Tuesday, June 24th, the secretary training on Tuesday, June 25th, again, not sure, 7 o'clock, the treasurer training, and on Tuesday, June 26th at 7 p.m., president training. Okay, here are some other Tuesday monthly training times. On Tuesday, May 27th of 2025, childhood cancer. Tuesday, June 24th, duties of club officers. Tuesday, July 22nd, intro to Lions for new members. Tuesday, August 26th, reporting service project. And then there follows a long link for the Zoom meeting. And, yeah, that's too long to repeat. And now follows some photos from the MD-31 State Convention in Greensboro, North Carolina. And most of these photos show smiling people looking like they're having a good time, maybe being a little goofy at times, and presenting awards, etc. Lions Clubs International Foundation. Your $100 gift can help LCIF. And here are the ways. By providing vision screenings for 50 at-risk youth through vision grants, or offer immediate relief to 39 victims of a natural disaster through emergency grants, or house one family during their child's cancer treatment through childhood cancer grants, or screen 98 individuals at risk for diabetes through diabetes grants. Also, improve access to food for 90 hungry people through hunger grants. And lastly, fund Lions Quest curriculum for 1 year for an entire classroom through Lions Quest grants. 100% of your donation supports LCIF grants and programs. And they have the web address, lionsclubs.org/ways to give. This from your international president. Dear club president, growing our clubs is key to achieving our Mission 1.5 goal. That's why I'm introducing a new presidential award to recognize club presidents and the Lions helping us reach our Mission 1.5 goal. Find out how you can earn your recognition by growing your club so we can serve more people than ever before. At your service, Fabrizio Oliveira, International President. Earn recognition for growing your club. You can earn presidential pins and certificates for adding new members when you meet the following membership targets at the end of the Lion year. A net gain of 10 members, a presidential certificate, and presidential pin. Net gain of 15, a certificate and two pins. Net gain of 20, two certificates and two pins. Net gain of 25, two certificates and three pins. Net gain of 30, three certificates and four pins. And clubs with at least 20 total members with no drops, a certificate. Please don't miss your chance to be recognized. 2025 USA Canada Lions Leadership Forum. Discover learning opportunities at the Atlantic City Forum. Mark Mansell, Education Co-Chair. Lions and Leos, get ready to embark on an unforgettable journey of growth, leadership, and inspiration at the 2025 USA Canada Lions Leadership Forum in Atlantic City. Once again, the forum is your gateway to countless learning opportunities, equipping you with the tools and insights needed to strengthen your clubs, lead with impact, and serve your community better than ever. This year's forum offers a dynamic selection of seminars tailored to empower every attendee, whether you're a new member, an aspiring leader, or a seasoned Lion looking to take your service to the next level. Here's a glimpse at some of the incredible seminar topics we are planning for you when you arrive on the Jersey Shore in September. And then there's an extraordinarily long link that will, I'm sure, take you to that list of seminar topics. All right, we're moving on to the North Carolina Lions fundraising update as of April 10th, 2025. First, the Brighter Visions Fund Drive. The overall goal this year, or 2024-25, is $577,250. So far, Brighter Visions has received $330,843. The goal was $577,250, which means this group is down by $246,407. Last year's total Brighter Visions collection was $520,609. The Camp Dogwood raffle for 2024-25. Raffle sales so far, $57,722. Sales last year was $127,893, so a difference of being down by $70,376. Memorials and honorariums for 2024-25. A total of $17,999 at this point. And for clinical eye research, the donations have totaled so far $26,315. Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina, Lions Day, Saturday, May 10th of 2025 at 9 a.m., 400 Flemington Drive, Lake Waccamaw, North Carolina, 28450. Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina, Rubber Duck Race. That will be held Wednesday, September 10th at Jungle Rapids in Wilmington, North Carolina. Proceeds from the duck sales will go towards purchase of a van for the Lions Cottage Boys. Lion Scott Stevenson will have duck sale tickets and more information soon. The 2025-2026 Global Service Project. The topic, childhood cancer. Lions from District 31N and S have been working hard preparing for their council's 2025-2026 Global Service Project. The plan is to raise grant funds to provide equipment and software to improve the diversion room at ECU Health in Greenville. The proposed LCIF grant will be for $20,000, but half of that amount will be raised by Lions. Don't miss the Childhood Cancer Table at the Midwinter Convention, where you can make a donation and learn how your club can help kids and families cope with cancer. For a $20 donation, you will receive an attractive pin. Childhood cancer is not something that is given to kids because they are strong enough to handle it. It is not just happy kids with sweet, shiny, bald heads and brave smiles. It is scary. It is dark. It steals our children's childhood, our family's joy and peace. It can ruin families and lives. It marks us for life. It is one of the most stressful, heart-wrenching conditions in the world. That from Lion Jean Getz. Here's an announcement of the North Carolina Lions Camp Dogwood Sessions. From May 25th to May 29th, June 1st to June 5th, June 8th to June 12th, June 22nd to 26th, June 29th to July 3rd, July 6th to 10th, and July 13th to 17th. And included is a wonderful illustration of the attendees from Camp Dogwood of 2024 and a nice picture of the building from the lake. Camp Dogwood volunteers needed. Help make a difference. Summer camp volunteers needed. Join us summer of 2025. The benefits? Smiles, lots of shared laughs, and sharing with others. For more information, email Tammy at nclf.org or call 828-478-2135. The health exam you didn't know you needed. If you're like most Americans surveyed in a Harris poll, you probably thought you would notice a change in your vision if you had an eye disease. The fact is, some of the leading causes of blindness, such as glaucoma or diabetic retinopathy, can begin without any symptoms. That's why Wake Forest Lions Club and the American Academy of Ophthalmology urge all healthy adults to get an eye exam at age 40, even if their vision seems fine. Early signs of disease and changes in vision may start to happen at this age. Even if you think you have 20/20 vision, set up a time to get your eyes checked. It may save your sight, said Diana Seldomridge, MD, a clinical spokesperson for the American Academy of Ophthalmology. Need more motivation to have your eyes examined? Here are four good reasons to see an eye care professional. Your brain adapts to vision loss, making some eye diseases go unnoticed until it's too late. Once vision is lost, it cannot be restored. Ophthalmologists can spot eye disease before vision is compromised and protect your sight. Seeing an ophthalmologist can improve not just your eye health, but your overall health. Because the blood vessels and nerves in your eye are reflective of the rest of your body, ophthalmologists are sometimes the first to diagnose diseases such as diabetes, multiple sclerosis, or vitamin deficiencies. Your eye health is dependent on different factors, including family history, ethnicity, age, and overall health. An ophthalmologist can help evaluate your personal risk factors and recommend the best steps for disease prevention. Eye disease is also a looming problem for the U.S. healthcare system. As our population ages, the number of people afflicted with vision loss is expected to double by 2050. For more tips and information, visit www.eyesmart.org, and that's spelled EYESMART.org. Ah, here's looks like fun. The Woodpeckers Lion Night at the Ballpark. The Massey Hill Lions Club invites all Lions from District 31N to participate in a Lions Night at Segra Stadium in downtown Fayetteville to watch the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. The Woodpeckers are a minor league baseball team of the Carolina League and is a single A affiliate of the 2017 and 2022 World Series champion Houston Astros. The event is scheduled on the following date and time. June 12th. The gates open at 5:30, and the first pitch is at 6:35 p.m. And the team, the visiting team, will be the Fredericksburg Nationals. This is sure to be a great night of fun that includes an all-you-can-eat buffet in the upper-level Roto-Rooter party deck along the first base side. The Roto-Rooter party deck has a great view of the video board where messages recognizing the Lions will be displayed. The party deck has outdoor furniture, a full-length field-facing drink rail, and plenty of seats to accommodate our group, small or large. It also has an exclusive beer portable available only to our event attendees, as well as a fully air-conditioned lounge. We need 50 Lions members and guests for this event. The cost of the event per person is $50, but includes all the above amenities, plus the opportunity to socialize and enjoy the camaraderie of other Lions in the area. If you have not visited Segra Stadium in downtown Fayetteville, you're in for a great experience. Most first-time visitors say that they've never experienced such a great stadium and remind them of much larger professional stadiums. We are asking each Lions Club president in our district to contact their members and encourage their participation at this event. While we need a minimum of 50 attendees, we can have more. Sign up and bring family and friends to the event. We also intend to have a Lions information table available at this event to provide Lions International information to people attending the game. What a great opportunity for possible membership growth. Wear your Lions shirts, hats, or anything Lions associated that evening, and feel free to bring any Lions Club brochures or handouts. Please let your Lions members know about this event. We are asking each club president to collect the money for ticket sales and let Mike McCaskill or Craig Stewart know how many of your members are committed to attend. You can also contact Mike at 910-551-4662, and Mike's email is mikbaidak@me.com. Craig Stewart's email is Stewart011, and Stewart is spelled Stewart 011@yahoo.com. Here's a flyer for the Fayetteville Liberty Basketball Youth Camp. This will be held on July 15th, and the camp schedule includes ages 5 to 10 from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. and ages 11 to 14 from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Camp registration includes an official camp t-shirt, a swag bag with sponsorship items, a camp group photo and an individual photo, hope.community swag, and a complimentary meal. There's free registration, which is sounds like a great deal to me, and it will be held at the Seabrook Rec Center, 708 Langdon Street in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Vision screening will be available. For more information, the website is faylibertync.com/youth-camp. And Fay Liberty is faylibertync.com, youth-camp. And another flyer, the youth basketball camp has sponsorship opportunities. And this is for hope.community. The layup level of sponsorship is $100. That sponsors 10 children. A logo is featured on the official flyer, and recognition for you will be on social media platforms. The free throw level at $500 sponsors 25 children and gives you recognition on social media platforms, business cards in the swag bags, and an interview with Liberty.tv. And the dunk level is $1,000. That will sponsor 50 children. You'll get a prominent logo on the flyer and social media. You'll get logo branding on camp night, business cards in the swag bags, and an interview with Liberty TV. And finally, the last page includes a ad about the Lions Industries for the Blind Incorporated. Their phone number, 252-523-1019. Independence through employment, providing quality products and services for over 40 years. Now offering Lions Club apparel. This is from LIB Graphic Solutions at Lions Industries for the Blind, Inc. They have two phone numbers here, 252-527-3499 and 919-252-5050. And that's all in Kinston, North Carolina. And included in this brochure is a colorful illustration of the products they offer that all have the Lions International logo on them. A yellow baseball cap, a blue fleece vest, a blue t-shirt, a yellow golf shirt, and a blue fleece-lined jacket. Well, that concludes that newsletter for the Lions Club. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. We hope you've enjoyed it. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.